this is one of the challenges, which I probably am going to fail in terms of not what to teach, but how to teach it. The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis is a relatively straightforward Gemara. Tana Rabbanan al Shlosha Dvarim Ma'abrin Es Hashana. This is a continuity of the Tosefta. Actually, this comes before the Tosefta that we saw on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, but it's found within the Tosefta. Al Ha'aviv Al Peiro Se'ilon Val Hatkufa. And the Tosefta states, Al Shnai Mehen Ma'arvin, Val Echad Mehen Ein Ma'arvin, a combination of two. Ubisman, that if one of those two is Aviv, then Ubisman Shaviv Echad Mehen Hakol Smechin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Al Hatkufa. Iboy Lahu Al Hatkufa Smechim Al Hatkufa Ma'arvin, Teku. So that's the whole section within the Tosefta. And then again, we have another Tosefta in terms of the Gimel Aretzos V'chulei. And we have over here a Machlokes Rishonim where everyone has something to say. And probably the best way of learning it would be to go through all the Rishonim and see all the problems. And then, you know, sort of like Yosef by the Chalamos of Paro, where everyone took the Chalamos and said, oh, this means this, and this means this, and this means this. There were two Chalamos, etc. Yosef said, no, HaKol Chalam Echa, it's all one. And then you have this Eureka moment, and wow, great. But I'm going to do it the other way around, because I'm lazy. And first let's see the Eureka, you know, what is the, like, sort of the ideal way of learning the Gemara? And then, you know, the way all the Rishonim learned the Gemara. Is that okay with you? Okay, just go straight to the jugular. Well, like, what is this Tosefta telling us? And my humble opinion is that the Rambam over here had his finger on the pulse of the Tosefta, and he learns it in a fantastic way. Everyone, you know, views the Tosefta from the perspective of the Rambam, from the perspective of the Griz, but it's in the Rambam screams out. You know, it's the Griz is over here just saying pshat in the Rambam, and so I think we can see it within the Rambam himself, and then see, well, you know, where it's like, what was the other alternative of learning, and what are the issues of the other alternative? So with that introduction, if you look at the Rambam, so I'm sorry that the photostat machine, I didn't use the machine properly, and so what I wrote in the margin was cut off. It's nothing to do with the machine, it's to do with me. Okay, so the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, I focused that a few two halachos, the beginning of Perek Aleph, and then the beginning of Perek Dalet, that the Rambam over here points out, Chodshei Hashana Hem Chodshei Levana Sheneemar Olas Chodesh B'chodsho V'neemar HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim V'kacham R'chachamim Herolo HaKadosh Baruch L'moshe B'mar Nevuah Demut Levana. Okay, in other words, that the months that we count are according to the lunar cycle. V'hashanim, the years that we count, hashanim shanim hachashvim heim shnei hachama. Shene'emar shamor eschodesh ha'aviv, with the concept of aviv over here being zman ha'aviv, namely that one is supposed to be able to maintain a connection, a juxtaposition between the months and the years. And we have a problem. Kama yaseira shnas hachama shnas halavana, that in terms of the way the earth spins around the sun, we have a disconnect between the earth going around the sun, where one full cycle would be a solar year, and the moon's going around the earth, where even if we add up 12 cycles, we're not going to get to the solar year. Karov me achadis reyom, lefik, that we have a difference because 11 days. Lefika kishi is kabits minatosevet hazot, this is the whole concept of the Sod Ha'ibur. Because that's not a year. A year can't be made up of months and days. The year has to be made up of months. And so to be able to maintain this balance between the solar year and the lunar months so that it's going to be relatively in synchronization and one's going to be able to maintain that synchronization, that's where we have the concept of Ibur. Given that background, we move over to Perek Dalet, where we return to the Perek Aleph. Shana Muberes Yishana Shemosifim B'chodesh Ve'ein Mosifim Le'olam Ela Ador Ve'osen Osa Shana Shnei Adorim Adarishim Vador Sheni Ne'ma Mosifim Chodesh Ne'ne Zman Ha'aviv. Going back to Shemaret Chodesh Ha'aviv, Kedeshia HaPesach Be'oso Zman, that we want that Pesach, in which we have a date, which is a lunar date, is going always to come out in the same time in the solar calendar, in the solar year. Without this intercalculation, that's what happens to the Muslims. They have a pure lunar calendar, and so their Ramadan comes out all different times during the course of the solar year. There's no concept of a season. Okay, so given that we have one goal in mind, and according to all Rishonim, we have this one goal in mind, right? That's the whole concept of Ibur, is to maintain the connection between the solar and lunar calendars. So the Rambam continues and puts our Braisa into that context with a statement, Al Shlosha Simanim Ma'abrin et Hashana. This Shlosha Simanim is not an interpretation of the Rambam, but if you look into Rabbeinu Hananel on our page, Rabbeinu Hananel points out, right, that Tana Rabbanan, says Rabbeinu Hananel, Al Shlosha Simanim Ma'arin Es Hashana. Namely, this was his girsa in the Gemara. In other words, our girsa is Shlosha Dvarim. Shlosha Dvarim means three things. Shlosha Simanim means that we have three symptoms that will help us deal with one thing. Namely, we only have one davar, but we have shlosha simanim to get us to that one davar. Al shlosha simanim, ma'arben es hashana, latkuf, ala avil, operas, ilan, keitzad, bezdin, machashvin, viyodin, im tiye, tekufas, nisan, bishisha, asar, benisan, o achar zmanze, Ma'abrin osa hashana v'yasu nisan ador sheni kedei shiyeh haPesach bizman ha'aviv v'al siman ze somchenu ma'abrin v'ein choshishin l'siman acher. Namely, that we have one goal, we have one davar in mind, which is that Pesach should be bizman ha'aviv. We want a synchronization once a year. Once a year, we're looking at one point in the year, and that point we want to be synchronized. And the siman that the Rambam over here mentions first is that here he does change the order, because even Rabbeinu Hananel has the order of the Tosefta, and the Rambam starts off with the world of Tkufa. He starts off with Tkufa. Tkufa is something which Bezdin is Mechashev. We're dealing with an astronomical calculation. And Bezdin makes the Cheshbon. Do we have over here the astronomical calculation that Pesach will come out Bizman Ha'aviv, that Pesach will come out in what we call the Tkufa of Nisan, and Al Siman says Somchun Ma'abir Nechoshishin Siman Acher. In other words, if this is going to be out of whack, then that's enough of a reason to make the Ibur Shana. Who does Rambam Paskin like within the Tosefta? The Tanakama or Rishimim Gamliel? Rishimim Gamliel. The Tanakama says that we always use two. Rav Shimon Gamliel says al hatkufa, and we have a teiku whether he means smechin or ma'abrin. The Rambam paskins halachah l'maisa that we're ma'aber on the tkufa alone, right? Al siman zeh somchin or ma'abrin choshen siman acher. V'chein im ro'u bezdin shadayin lo higia ha'aviv ela adayin afel. Who here? The word aviv does not relate to the zman aviv, but rather, not the weather. No, what is Aviv over here like in Rashi? As opposed to Afel. You have, what? Rashi uses the word, no, Rashi said, Al Aviv imlo bishla hatvua. Right? What? Not Omer. No, Omer we're going to get to. No, bishla hatvua means that we have the question of ripening. Afel means not ripe, and like afelos in the Torah by Makas Barad, right? That you have the ki afelos hay, that which was not ripe survived the Barad because it could bend. That which was already fully grown, that was destroyed by the Barad. In other words, so when you have a situation of lo higia ha'aviv, that the tfua is not mature, it's not full, it's not ela adayin afel, it's still immature. Velo tzamchu peiros ha'ilon shedarkan l'tzmoach bizman pesach, right? That the peiros ha'ilon, which are going to come out of their of you know, it's going to become fruits sometimes 7 weeks later or sometimes during the summer, every pre in its time, but it begins to blossom, begins to be tzomeach before Pesach. I mean, the first things that are tzomeach are the shkediot. They're already from Tu Bishvat. They begin to flower, and then we have going to have a bracha in Chodesh Nisan of ha'ilanos melavlevin. That's Chodesh Nisan. So if you see that there's not going to be a livluf, there's not going to be a tzmicha of peiros ha'ilan to the degree shedarken litzmoach bizman ha'pesach, so we have over here practical implications of the solar year. The solar year brings about the cycle of organic growth of that which is in the earth. Of so we have the aviv, the tvua, and we have the peiros ha'ilan. But we're looking at one point in time, namely, we know where they're supposed to be in the beginning of zman aviv, in the beginning of spring, where they're supposed to be. And if they're not at that point, somchin al shnei simanim elu. This is al shnayim mehen ma'abrin al echad ein ma'abrin u'ma'abrin es hashana. Even though we, you know, astronomically everything is fine, namely that it's not enough that there be an astronomical calculation, we also look at the reality. In reality, do we have spring? And do we have spring is taloi on the tvua, where it should be holding, and the peiros ha'ilan, where they should be holding. Now the tvua normally grows, right? In other words, that the seora, the barley, should already be full, and the tvua should be at a point where it's where it will be able to be reaped sometime during the next 7 weeks, like before, you know, it's in our calendar before Shavuos. And the peiros ha'ilan will have already begun to bud, so that, you know, where it's the grapes will be able to be harvested in August, and the apples will be able to be harvested in July, etc. etc. In other words, everything has its own cycle, but we should be able to see it on the trees at this point. Namely, that we want our point of reference to be pre-Pesach. We want pre-Pesach to be able to see that there's a proper astronomical calculation. And that there's a practical, practical reality which shows us that we have over here this the proper synchronization between the lunar calendar and the solar calendar, and this is what the Rambam over here is telling us. Very, very beautiful, this overview of how we're able to deal with the three simanim, all simultaneous. One siman being an astronomical calculation based in mechashvin, and two simanim being based in ro'u, simply walking out. You know, it's like Groundhog Day, walking out of the house and looking around and seeing, do we have spring? Not only do we have spring in the calendar, but do we have spring in terms of the reality of the growth of plant life? Yes.
So the Rambam is saying, in terms of having that growth sort of aspect of Pesach falling out of it in a growth period, so that's why it's Peiros ha'ilan. But doesn't that mean that his reason of Shlo Bishla Tevuah, if we're going to see it for the Omer, so that's like the Eastern Farshia that Rashi quotes.
Right. You're 100% correct in terms of your intuition. Namely, what Yonatan Dorfman is pointing out is that everything in this Rambam is so beautiful, Kafter v'Ferach, right? We have these three simanim. One siman we stand on its own because it's a calculation. And two simanim we have to combine because they're not a calculation. They're more of a gut feeling of the reality of what's going to be. And so we need the two of them. That l'chora, this should have nothing at all to do with the Omer. Namely, we're talking over here about trying to have a connection between the lunar calendar and the solar calendar. And so we have the lunar calendar in terms of months, and we're coming up to Pesach, which is part of the lunar calendar, and we have the solar calendar of Chodesh Ha'aviv, Shemaret Chodesh Ha'aviv, and we want these two to intersect in a proper manner. L'chora, the issue of Omer, that the Rambam talks about later on. That's what he talks about. I didn't focus that, but we dealt with it in Halacha Hey. The Yesh Dvarim Acherim Shehem Litzorech. And we saw that in terms of the having korbanos, that's a sa'ad, right? The fact that the behemos should be able to grow from the level of gedim, etc., and the ophos, you know, it should be able to grow to the point where we could bring an olas ru'iyah from the ophos according to the Rambam. That's all a sa'ad. That's all icing on the cake. And so over here, you know, it's l'chora the omer. Should be no different than Korban Pesach, than Olas Re'iyah, than the Korbanos of the Zavim and the Zavos. What in the world is the Rambam bringing this in over here? That's the Achilles heel. That's the weak point of the Rambam. Why did he put it in? In other words, it's not necessary. That it's a possible pshat of the Gemara, so Rashi quotes it, and Rashi rejects it. No, it's not a necessary pshat in the Gemara. You can get around the Gemara without that. The Rambam deals with Peiros Se'ilin without mentioning Bikurim. So why all of a sudden does he have to bring in the world of Omer? I don't have, I throw it out, Ashulchan Rabbanim, to you. How do you understand the Rambam? Why in the world does the Rambam have to bring in Shiyei Matsui Lahakrimenu Omer Hatnufa B'shisha Asar B'nisan? In other words, the Rambam went out of his way to point out that Peiros Se'ilon has nothing to do with Shavuos. It's simply a siman. It's a siman that the solar year is not just here theoretically, but that the solar year is here practically. Well, if that's good enough for Peiros Se'ilon, why isn't it also good enough for the Aviv, for the Tvua?
The Rambam wants everything here to work with him. All these three reasons to relate to Pesach itself.
Right.
So if you wanted Aviv to be, like Rashi says, in order to make the just the time of Aviv,
mm-hmm.
That Peiros Se'ilon would have to be for the Atzeres.
No. Why?
Now, what does Rashi say Peiros Se'ilon are for?
But Rashi Rashi could have learned like the. We'll get to Rashi. Rashi learned like all the Rishonim. They're working off of the Girsa of Shlosha Dvarim, not Shlosha Simanim. The only Rishon who brings in Shlosha Simanim is the Meiri, who lived after the Rambam.
No, like what would Rabbi rather had the Rambam said?
I would just left out, just leave out those words. Just simply say everything without those words. Simply say that Shelo Higia Ha'aviv Ela Adayin Ofelhu Velo Tzamchu Peiros Se'ilon Shedarkin Utzmochus Mana Pesach. Then Harei Elu Ma'abrim.
What's the difference between Beis and Gimel? What's the difference between those two?
Beis, we're talking about a chishuv of Beis Din, an astronomical calculation. That's done with a slide rule. And Gimel is done with Ra'u. Ra'u Beis Din. Ra'u, they're experiencing.
I mean, what's the difference between Lo Bishla Tevua and Shelo Tzamach Adayin HaPeres?
That we have two worlds of plant life. We have Tevua and we have Peiros Se'ilon.
Why do we care about two levels of plant life?
So why do we acquire two simanim? So that's what the Rambam says. That when we're dealing with a chishuv, so al siman zeh somchen. A chishuv is objective. Ma she'en kein over here, the ra'u, is subjective. In other words, you know, maybe it'll blossom in a few minutes. Maybe it'll blossom next week. Beis Din is standing in Ador. And they're making a cheshbon based on what things look now in Adar, what's going to be in Nisan. And so they're making a cheshbon as to whether there's going to be Bishul HaTvua in Nisan. They're making a cheshbon as to whether there's going to be enough of a tzmicha in Nisan to show that it's really spring. It's not a chishuv of calculation, it's a chishuv of of a sense, of an agricultural sense, right? You have a farmer, you know, you take the farmer out and you ask him, is the tree, you know, are there going to be esrogim on this tree before Sukkos? You ask when you ask the farmer that, you ask him in the spring. You ask him in the spring, what's going to be at the end of the summer? And he looks at the tree and says, this year we're going to have a lot of green esrogim. How does he know? The esrogim currently are look like peas. But in other words, that he normally, in a normal year, they would look already like walnuts. And in fact, it looks like a pea instead of a walnut. Then the farmer knows that this is what's going to be. So the Chazal had to have that sense of going outside, or they had their own agronomical experts to help them in order to be able to figure out as to whether things are the way they should be.
If you know that there's going to be tons of ripe wheat, you're going to steal fields of gold. Shouldn't that be enough to be like, okay, is that supposed to be the time when things are growing?
No, but the year has to be in sync. And so we're saying that even if the tefuah is there, if the peiros ha'ilon are not where they're holding, then something is wrong. Then spring is not. Then the groundhog will go back into his hole. He's not. He wants to come out in spring. It's not yet spring.
What's the source for that? Like what's the source?
The Gemara.
Tekufa. The Rambam says, okay, that's matching up the year. That's fine. But then again, when it says avu by bishla tefuah. And Paris to Elon, if you say Bishla Tua again, it's just on this man, on what's going on agriculturally. So why do I need two agricultural...
Because different things grow at different paces.
But
that's
why,
what I'm going to say.
Because that's
what he says. In other words, in this area, we're not somech on one simon. That's exactly what he says. This is not an astronomical calculation. Here, somechin al shnei ha-simonim. One is not enough to be somech on because you can have exceptions. You can have an exception where the tefuah will be ripe and the peros ha'ilon will not be ripe. Or the peros ha'ilon will be where they should be and the tefuah is still missing. So we need the two. We need the two together. The question is, why bring in the issue of Omer? Omer is a korban. The Rambam is not talking about korbanos. The Rambam talks about korbanos in Halacha Zayin and says that korbanos is a sa'ad. And we pointed out that according to the Rambam, sa'ad is what you write to the people and how you explain it to the people. But really, it's not something to be taken into calculation. So why bring in the Omer? The only thing I could think about was perhaps the Rambam is simply telling us that what would be, like Yonatan is speaking about golden fields, right? So what, in other words, that maybe according to the Rambam, that since they're, again, we different tefuah grows at different times. Saora grows in the beginning of the spring, and the tefuah and wheat, that's grows already later in the spring, more towards Shavuos, right? The Chag HaKatzir is Shavuos. That's when they cut the chita. So maybe what the Rambam is saying is that the siman that we use is not the chita as much as the sa'ora, where you're going to have more of a bishul, it's going to be already more mature. And since we know what it's supposed to look like at the time of the Omer, that's simply their siman. The Omer over here is not the reason, it's simply a siman. Kadesh ya'aviv matzu lahakrimenu ha'omer atnufa, that the aviv will reach the level of maturity on the 16th of Nisan, that would be the ideal for the Omer. In other words, not Omer qua Omer, but Omer as simply a measuring rod, as simply a means of quantifying what we mean by Bishul HaTvuah. That we'll use that as our, again, as our siman. Not as our siba, not the reason, but simply the symptom that we... That's the only thing I could think of. Otherwise, really, 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 you know, it's that I just don't understand why the Rambam needed it. You know, it's because we're not dealing over here with the world of Karbanos. We're dealing with the world of synchronizing time, synchronizing the lunar year and the solar year. That's the Iker of the Rambam, and everything else is simanim. In other words, that we have an astronomic calculation and we have a practical calculation. And so the astronomical calculation will stand on its own. If we're going to work off of the practical calculations, then we need two in order to be able to be somech. Okay, that's the Rambam. But again, no one, in other words, none of the other Rishonim learned that way. So let's go back to Rashi and read Rashi and then see how the other Rishonim are basically all foils on Rashi, or use Rashi as, you know, as their as the whipping boy, you know, where it's well, Rashi was correct in this, and Rashi could have said this better, and Rashi could have done this, v'chule, v'chule. But basically, if we look in Rashi, in the Rashi, Dibur Hamaskil al Ha'aviv, so Rashi points out, Im lo bishla hatfua, again, the definition of Aviv, Rashi is defining like the Rambam, we're dealing with the maturation of the tfua, then ma'avrin, dikruksiv, Rashi is not bringing the pasuk of Shamor eschodesh Ha'aviv, which is found in Dvarim, he's quoting the pasuk in Shmos of Bechodesh Ha'aviv. In other words, of Bechodesh Ha'aviv. In other words, then the Rashi continues, V'istim afarshim, l'fisha ein lahem mehechon lahakriv ha'omer. That this is not an issue of kruksiv, but rather a technical issue that we need proper seora for the omer. V'koshali darminim lekaman al shalosh arotos ma'abrin es hashana, al shtayim mehen ma'abrin, Vim bishla hatfua bi Yehuda velo bishla be'ever hayardin or begalil, then ma'abrin hashana. Vi taima mishim omer hu hare bishla hatfua bi Yehuda. Okay, so before we even look at the other Mefarshim, is Rashi's question a knockout question on the Is Mefarshim from the continuity of the Brais al Shalosh Aratzos Ma'abrin Es Hashana? I mean, Rashi points out very properly that it says that if we take three areas of Eretz Yisrael into account, Yehuda, Eiver Hayardin, and Galil, and in two of those areas, if we do not have a proper level of growth, will be Ma'aber the Shana. But those two areas could be Eiver Hayarden and Golil. And classically, the Omer came from Yehuda, which is the area of the Beis HaMikdash. And so, who cares? You know, like if the issue is Omer, so we have the Omer. So, in other words, and therefore Rashi learns that we're talking over here not about Omer, but rather about the maturation of Tfua, that is the sign that we need, and so we view Eretz Yisrael as a whole, and we go after the rove of Eretz Yisrael, two out of three. No, is this a knockout question, or is this, or could you get around it?
It's a knockout.
So Yona thinks it's a knockout. I don't think it's a knockout, because look at the language of the Braisa, Shalosh Haratzos Ma'avrin Es Hashana. Does it mention anything in there about Tvua? Yeah? I mean, what could it refer to? Nachon. It could refer to Perasa Ilan. That's the continuity.
Meaning, if I have my Omer
and
Yehuda, I'm really happy because my Omer
is
supposed to come from Yehuda anyway.
Beseder, but it's not a knockout question. On the other, in other words, the Rishonim who understand that the issue is one of Omer. It doesn't say that we need two out of three in the world of Tfua. It says we need two out of three. But we know that there are two agricultural simanim. One of them is Aviv, and the other one is Perosa Ilan. And so it could very well be that Al-Shalosh Hatzim Abin Sashana in terms of Perosa Ilan. Anyway, it's not necessary to set this up as, you know, dealing with Tfua and then ask a question. But you can simply say that it's dealing with Perosa Ilan, and the question falls off.
Can Rabbi say it one more time?
What are we looking at the Shalosh Aratzos? So Rashi says, if we're looking at Tvua, so why in the world go after two out of the three? The only one we should be viewing is Yehuda. And so, in other words, it's Masha from this Braisa that if Yehuda has Tvua and the other two don't, we're going to be Ma'abir the Shana. That doesn't make sense. But maybe that's not what the Braisa is telling us. The Braisa is telling us is that in terms of Peros Se'igon, we're going to look at Yehuda, we're going to look at two out of the three.
Okay, but within that understanding, but if I would have asked outside, okay, well, what would have been if the case was we're trying to be ma'abur due to tzvua? I mean, we still have to ask that question, like, what would the halacha be? Like, Rashi is saying it just wouldn't, that, I don't think Rashi would disagree that the brisa could mean that.
What does the end of the brisa talk about then?
So that's the union of simcha. That if it works out that Yehuda is one of them, then that'll be great because then we'll certainly have Omer. Namely, that certainly the Omer is going to be in full. You know, we're going to have a full maturation. But it could very well be. But that's not the criteria we're looking at.
It sounds
like very tough to say that Omer would have to do with Peros Ha'ilan.
I didn't say it's not dochak. I just say it's not. There's a knockout, and there's not a knockout. You know, a knockout means there's no answer. It means that you have to learn like Rashi. You can't learn like the Yisrael Farshay.
Even if you learn that it says Paris to Elon, so like therefore what? The Rashi would still say, okay, but if we did have a base and that we're convinced to decide whether we're going to be able to have the Shana,
he's still Farshay to throw out Rashi.
I'm saying this. Why does reading this verse differently knock out Rashi? Or not knock out Rashi, but provides a space into where the Istima Farshi could exist.
It provides us. Rashi's question on the Istima Farshi is from this Braisa. So if we could set up the Braisa as dealing with Peros Ha'ilon, then there's no question on the Istima Farshi.
If this Braisa is just talking about Peros Ha'ilon, what would it then have been according to the Istima Farshi talking about Tvua?
Again, the first Tosefta says that when we're talking about agricultural signs, we need two, right? Ein ma'abrin ela al shnayim mehem. We need two. And the only question is, what are we looking for? So if the reason that the Chodesh Ha'aviv is that we need Omer, so that's one of the two, and the other one would be Tkuf or Peros Ha'ilon, whatever it would be. And then we have a braisa that tells us how we are measuring Peros Ha'ilon. That's all. In other words, that there's no stira between the braisa and this Istima Farshay. Okay, that's on the world of Aviv. How does Rashi learn Peros Ha'ilon? In Misacher Bishulam Yoser Mizman Ha'atzeres Ma'abrin Sha'atzeres Man Havoas Bikurim Dechsiv Yoma Bikurim.
How would the Istima Farshim then measure Omer? They'd measure it just based on one of the three Chalakim of Eretz Yisrael? And right now we're going to have to explain this Bryce as Peros Ha'ilon, so we measure Peros Ha'ilon by two out of three.
Right.
And they would measure Omer as just Yehuda?
Yeah. Okay. That would make sense. Okay, al Peros Ha'ilon is Acher Bishulam Yoser, and therefore they would be, therefore, when the Peros Ha'ilon would match with the Omer, they'd be smechem. That would explain why the simcha would come, because this is a simon of Peros Ha'ilon, and if it happens to be that, you know, it's that in Yehuda there would be one, you know, there would be a reason to move it off, so there would be greater simcha. Al Peros Ha'ilon is Acher Bishulam Yoser Mizman Ha'atzeres Ma'abrin Sha'atzeres Man Havoas Bikurim Dichsiv Biyom Ha'Bikurim. So Rashi points out that Peros Ha'ilon relates to the world of Shavuos. Is this a din d'oraisa, or is this a svara? It's a din d'oraisa that Atzeres is man hava'as bikurim. That's a din d'oraisa. But what over here is the svara? I mean, the svara is that what? That we're going to be ma'abir the shana for this reason. Namely, there's no reason to be, when we speak about Atzeres being Zman Bikurim, it's the beginning of Zman Bikurim. If they're around, you bring them. If they're not around, until when do you have? Until Hanukkah without a reading the parasha, reading the parasha until when? Until Sukkot, until after Sukkot. In other words, so you have until after Sukkot. So it's not, in other words, the Chiddush over here is that if we don't have Bikurim by Shavuos, then we have a Svara to be Ma'aber the Shana. What's the Svara? You know, it's Sofka Sof, so bring the Bikurim during the summer, but we're concerned about Tircha. That's a Svara, right? That's a Svara. We're concerned about Tircha. And then Rashi continues Al HaTkufa, and here Rashi understands Bein HaTkufas Tamuz Shemisakeves V'nimshecha Shein Tkufas Tishri Nofeles Ad Ibur HaChag, then Ad Avor HaChag, I'm sorry, then Ma'abrin, the Nafka Milakama Mikra, O Bein HaTkufas Teves Shemimshech Semana Atet Zayin V'Nisan Shavuos HaOmer Dila B'toch Tkufas Teves Ma'abrin Levkota Tamo'adot Kidil Kamon. Namely, Rashi quotes the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Gimel Med Aleph and Gimel Med Beis, that the Gemara is Doresh, that we have two Chagim that have to fall out at a certain point in the solar year, that we need that Sukkot comes out in Tkufas Tishrei, we need that Pesach comes out in Tkufas Nisan, and these are Psukim, and these are Doraisa. Okay? So the Rambam then continues. I'm sorry, not the Rambam. Then Rashi continues. Ubizman sheaviv echad min hashnayim shemitaberet shana aleim akol smeichin. What over here is that called smeichin? Again, according to Rashi, according to the Ist Meforshi, what's the hakol smeichin?
That it matches with the.
That you're going to have an easy task of bringing what? Bringing the Omer, like the Tosefta says later on itself, Shein Omer Ba'elam Yehuda, namely that. But Rashi doesn't learn that it has to do with the Omer. So if it doesn't have to do with the Omer, why should there be a Simcha? In other words, people are Sameach if you can be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best possible way. But if you don't want to learn it dealing with the Omer, simply that there should be mature Tvua. What is the Simcha? Shein Choshishin B'Tchias Pesach. Then at Sevin, Shezman Iser Chadosh Ne'erach Aleihem. Right? In other words, that we have over here an issue that as long as there is no Chadosh, there's nothing to be upset about. But if were there to be chadash, they would be upset that here we have all this wheat in the field and we can't use it. That brings us to a level of being upset. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in a very, very special way. There is a cycle of going through Tanakh every year by learning two prakim a day. And this year it's an Ibrior, so it's a little easier because you have an extra month to learn Tanakh. And so there's this calendar of how to work it out. I mean, you'll ask, well, you know, how could you have the same calendar for 12 months and for 13 months? So the difference is that when you have a 12-month year, then they tell you to do the entire Megillah on one day, which is not bad for Megillas Esther or Megillas Yonah. When it comes to Koheles, it's a bit of a challenge. But when you have a leap year, so then they also take the Megillot and they spread them out two prakim a day, so it makes life much, much easier. So last night, or yesterday's perek, was Amos perek, Chet Perek Zayin and Perek Ches. So if you ask, why am I so happy with Amos Perek Zayin Perek Ches? So I bring you the psukim from Amos Perek Ches. It writes that Amos tells the people in Eretz Yisrael, Shimuzos hashoafim evyon v'lashbit aniyei aretz. Those of you who are wealthy and your entire desire is to trample the poor people and to steal all their money. Lemor, that what do you want to say? Matai ya'avor ha'chodesh v'nashbira shever v'hashabbat v'niftechu bar. That they look forward to two times during the course of a cycle of years. They look forward to ya'avor ha'chodesh, and they look forward to Shabbos. What are they talking about? And then at that time, lahaktin eifa, then we're going to sell all that we have in our storehouses, and we're going to make a small measure of selling, ulahagdil shekel, and we're going to raise the prices, ulaavet mosne mirma, this is going to totally destroy the aniyim. What are they talking about? Let's look at Rashi over there. Rashi says, yavor achodesh, tirgem yonasan, which is, it's not in our Targum. I didn't bring the Yonasan because it's not in our Targum, but in Rashi's Targum Yonasan, Masai titaber hashana, they were looking forward to an extra month. V'yavo chodesh ha'ibur. V'lashon ha'avara hu kamo b'yirmiyahu ha'evir ha'moed. U'lefi shedochen et hakrava ta'omer. By ibur shana means that the omer is going to be pushed off for a month. V'hashana nimshechet. Then hayashan mityaker. No one can use the new tefuah. No one can use the new tefuah yet. In other words, if there is new tefuah and you can't use it, that's what Rashi says, that brings about a tremendous tsar. Not just the tsar that I have this tool I can't use, but then the yashan, that's the only thing that can be used, becomes greater in value. And the ashirim, they have storehouses, so they look forward to a chodesh ibur, that they can sell their what they have for a much higher price. V'hashaba suniftecha bo matay tavo hashmita. We'll see the Gemara later on that during Shnas HaShemitah, that's not a time to do Ibur, because you're so mechal hanes, you're going to have enough to live through Shnas HaShemitah, and if you have another month, then people worry more. How am I going to get anxiety? How am I going to make it through? And the price of the Yoshan then becomes higher, right? Like nowadays, they have to bring in payros from Chutz La'aretz, so they jack up the prices because people are stuck. You know, they don't want to use the heter machira, and they don't have what to eat, so they have to buy from Chutz La'aretz. So people make a tremendous fortune. And so this is what Amos is giving Musar to the Ashirim. You know, where he's saying, don't view the world that way. Don't look forward to making a killing in the market in the Shnas HaIbur or in Shnas HaShemitah. Think about the fact, here you can help people. Keep the price the same so that they won't have to worry, rather than trying to wipe them out. Okay, but over here, so you see what Rashi is saying about the Simcha, that they'll be happy if really Aviv Echamehem, and there is nothing to eat in the new wheat. So there's nothing to eat. There's no reason why there shouldn't be an extra month. But when you have what to eat, but you can't eat it, that brings about an atzvus. Okay, then we have Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer al Hatkufa, Iboilu al Hatkufa Smechin. Then for a month, Chodesh nimtzu olei regel mitztarim b'gishamim. The Rashi pointed out that Tkufa relates firstly to Sukkis. So if they're going to push Sukkis into the winter, that's going to bring about a tsar. So bizman shat Tkufa echad mehem smechim, because then pace, then Sukkot will come out in the right time. Or maybe the other interpretation of Shimon Gamliel is alatkufa levada ma'abrim, and Kor Rashi says umipnei iburim min haTorah asar Shimon Gamliel lemiflag. Namely, that Rashi understood that of these three dvarim, we're going to say that Aviv and Peros Ilan are not min haTorah, and only Tkufa is min haTorah, and therefore Shimon Gamliel perhaps says that for generally you need two simanim, but when you have the siman min haTorah, one is enough. Okay, so in terms of Peros Ilan, that's quite clear from Rashi that's not min haTorah. That is, we're dealing with a svara. In terms of Aviv, so according to the Isma Farshim, we're talking about a svara of Omer. But according to Rashi, right, Imlo Bishla Hatfua Ma'abrin Dikroksiv Bechodesh Sha'aviv. So the only thing I can think of to explain Rashi is that Rashi would distinguish in his language, we have to check it out in other places in Shas whether it's true, between Nafkalan Mikra, to learn out something from a Pasuk, which is what he uses when he talks about Tkufa, that's his language, and Kroksiv is simply a he'ara that we have over here, Ke'enan Asbachta, that we have, but not a limud. Namely, the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel, Amar Aleph, Yud Gimel Beis, has limudim on Tkufa. In terms of Aviv, we don't have a Gemara with limudim. In other words, Rashi simply says, the Kroksiv, that we find in the Pasuk, Bechodesh Ha'aviv, that Pesach generally comes out in a month in which there happens to be a lot of tefuah. But not that would be a chiyuv de oraisa to be ma'aber for that reason. In other words, for tekufa, we have the gurnat from psukim that these are reasons to make an ibur. These are reasons to add a month for tkufa, for the tkufas tamos, for the tkufas. For the tkufas tishrei, for the tkufas nisan. But we don't have such a drasha in the world of Aviv. Rashi's not quoting Gemara. He simply says, dekruksiv, that we have a pasuk. And again, he's not using the pasuk of the Rambam. The Rambam has a pasuk, shamor eschodesh Aviv. Shamor implies that we have an obligation. So that can fit in to being a deoraisa. But according to Rashi, he's not using that pasuk, but rather simply a pasuk that brings about a certain juxtaposition between Aviv and between Pesach, but not that we have a chiyuv to place it in that context. So according to Rashi, we only have one Da'oraisa, and we have two Drabanans. Who disagrees with Rashi and holds that all three are Da'oraisa? That's Tosfos. Did you see a Rishon, aside from Tosfos, who quotes Psukim, that all three are Da'oraisa? So that was the run that we saw last week, right? At the Ran, in the beginning of and Daf Yud Alfam and Aleph already, when he talks about why we have two lists, so he points out, Hadvarim shebishvilon hitzricha haTorah lasos ibur heim shlosha. Right, in other words, tkufa, etc., and neho aviv, etc., and peres ha'ilon in terms of atzeres, dechziv, v'chul. And then we said the Ran learned all three as being the Oraisa, and we'll see also that what other Rishon learns all three as being the Oraisa? The Abrama as well, we're going to see. Okay, so Tosos was bothered, if all three are the Oraisa, Pirish Bekuntrits, which in the Tkufa, the Oraisa, Kidichsiv, Chag, Asif, Tkufa, Sashana, Bekosha, the Aviv Nami Doraisa, and Tosos quotes the Pasuk of the Rambam, Kidichsiv, Shamar, Eschodesh, Aviv. And again, he's not working off of Rashi's Bioma Bikurim. That doesn't say anything about Ibur, but rather Chag HaKatzir Bikurei Ma'asecha, that this is already a necessity, not just the beginning of the Tkufa of Bikurim. So according to Tosef, all three are Daraisa. So why would Rashi Shimon ben Gamliel pick out Tkufa as standing on its own? It fits in with the Rambam, but Tosis over here is not working with them. In other words, Tosis is saying each of these we have three independent issues. We have an independent issue of tkufa, which relates to Sukkis. We have an independent issue of Aviv that relates to Pesach. We have an independent issue of Peros Ha'ilan that relates to Shavuos. We have three independent issues, but of these three independent issues, one of them can be calculated exactly. Ef Shalitzosba, right? A calculation is a mathematical, an astronomic calculation. There's no room for toes. While the other two are, by their nature, fuzzy, and so not only that we could make a mistake, but what does Tosus point out? Avide the toe. It's likely that we could make a mistake because that's weather forecasters, right? In other words, it's totally how much rain is. We have no idea how much rain there is going to be. Even the best weather forecasters in the Kollel said that this winter was not going to be a rainy winter, right? According to the El Nino, etc. But but Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. You know, so these are avide de tohu. The likelihood is that if a weather forecaster tells you X, the likelihood is that it'll be Y. But he makes his living, you know, by the fact that people have anxieties, and so they want someone to tell them something wrong, so at least they can. You'd be upset at someone else rather than be upset at themselves. But Tosus over here distinguished l'shitato. In other words, what Meir's pointing out 100% is that within the Rambam, that all three of these are at one point of time, then we have even a much greater room for error, because you're trying to make cheshbonos of what is normal at this period of time, etc. But the as opposed to the Tkufa, which you're dealing with the calculation, which is above time. But within Tosfos, dealing again within the Shita of the Rishonim, there were three independent factors. So Rashi says we have one factor, Doraisa, and two, Durabana. Tosfos says all three are Doraisa, but one of them is an exact science, EF Shalitotva, and the others are not a science at all, and rather Avide de Toba. You know, we're simply Chazal have to try and Ezo Chacham HaRoyet HaNolad to figure out the future, that in Chodesh Ador, they have to make cheshbonos of what's going to be in terms of the tfua, what's going to be in terms of peros ha'ilan, and that is avidi de tovba. It's quite likely that they're going to make a mistake. Okay, atkan between Rashi and Tosfos. Now let's look, if it's okay with you, at the Yad Ramah, because he's the one who really takes Rashi to task stage by stage. Tanu Rabbanan. So if you look at the, together in Yad Ramah. Al shlosha simanim ma'abrines hashana ha'aviv she'eno matzui barov Eretz Yisrael. Over here the Yad Ramah is working off of which b'raisa? Barov Eretz Yisrael. This is the shalosh ha'ratzos, right? V'rachmana amar shamar eschodesh ha'aviv, like Tosfos, that we're dealing over here with a da'oraisa, not like Rashi and Asmachta. V'yesh omrim ibnei ha'aviv she'en lehem lehakriv omer v'lav milsahi kidamrinan lekaman al shalosh ha'ratzos, etc. That wouldn't fit in with the omer. So up to here, in other words, we have
Rashi,
what?
With this part, he agrees with Rashi that it doesn't have to do with omer.
Correct. But he disagrees with Rashi in terms of viewing the aviv as a da'oraisa, right? As opposed to Rashi's viewing it as an asmachta. And simply that we have an asmachta, that the Torah tells us that there will be mature tefuah in the fields at the time of Pesach. But it's not, according to Rashi, there's no hint that we have over here a reason for an ibur midoraisa. That's why tekufa is only doraisa, according to Rashi. Val peros ilan. So here he begins like Rashi. Shein aperos ruyen libashal batzeres shehiz man ha-savikuh nachar k'rav shnei alechem. V'kosav Rav Yitzchak Rav Asher Zal. Taima dishlosha, namely to give the overview of the sugya, mishum de ibur hashana eino ela bishvil shiavo shlosha regalim bizman hakavu lahem. Namely, that which we surmised in Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran, the Riva says it black on white. Ushlosha simanim elu kava hakosuf lushlosha regalim. Namely, that even though he uses the language of simanim, but he's referring to Dvarim. We have three sibos. We have three reasons to be ma'aber the shana, that every one of the shalosh regalim should come out within a solar calendar. D'chsiv shamar eschodesh ha'aviv, v'yomer shivas yomim tochal matzos kasher tzivizich l'mo'ed chodesh ha'aviv, v'yomer v'chag ha'kotzir bikurei ma'asecha, v'yomer v'chag ha'asif tkufas ha'shana. Okay? The have lei lemisne chitim siman laatzeres. Namely, why mention peros ha'ilan? Peros ha'ilan relate to what aspect of shavuos? To bikurim, and chitim relate to what aspect? To the shtei halechem. That we're right. Namely, that we're making over here a cheshbon, that since we're using the world of wheat as a siman for Pesach, then that would automatically give us the shtei halechem for atzeres. Avol peiros ha'ilan, namely, we're talking over here about the shivas haminim, as we saw, this is the answer to Yonatan, that these are two different worlds. You can have one and not the other, even though they're both agricultural, but they're not totally one and the other. Namely, I think that he is 100% correct. What?
He's antiphons are in gray areas for us?
But first, he wants to bring one other perush. We have up to now the svara of Rashi that we don't want people to bring bikurim on their own because it's going to be a tirka. We have, according to the Yad Rama, a din de oraisa that we need a juxtaposition between bikurim and shvuos as a din de oraisa. And if there won't be, there's a reason to be a matter of the shana. Rav Yosef Halevi, Ibn Migash, Zal Pirish, Al Peres Seigon, Im Nirim Shehem Ucharim, Kedeshlo Ye Asfu, Betishrei, Ma'abrin Es Hashana. The Peres Seigon doesn't relate to Shavuos, Peres Seigon relates to Sukkis. Sukkis has to be the Zman Ha'asif, and if the Peres Seigon are going to come late, then we're not going to manage to gather them in before Shavuos, before Sukkis. Lefisha tzrichin anu shetei asifa saperos v'tishrei kidechsiv chaga asif tkufa sashana. Okay, so again, within the Yad Rama, he'll reject Rashi, because Rashi is a svara, and he holds that it's a din d'oraisa. He'll reject the Rimigash, because l'shitato, what are the three simanim? Each of them has to relate to a different moed. And the tkufa relates to Sukkis, the Aviv relates to Pesach, so the Peres Seigon have to relate to Shavuos. That's his theory that we have over here, that we're Ma'aber the Shana for each of the Shalosh Regalim. For Rabbeinu Shlomo Pireish, Al Peres Seigon Yisacher Bishulan, it's going to cause Sa'ar. V'hai Perusha Lodiek Abba Mishum Ika Kama Pirchei. Firstly, Gushitaso Hane Shlosha Simonim Mishum takonas hamo'ados, and this has nothing to do with the moed, the fact that only regalim are going to have a tircha. L'chora, this is a question on Rashi from a different perspective. Where should this have been brought according to Rashi that we'll have a tircha for the only regalim within the context of shlosh dvarim avrinas hashana, or within what? No, but within which context, within which tosefta? We have two toseftas. One of them deals with al shlosha devarim ma'abrinas hashana, and then we have another tosefta, ein ma'abrinas hashana el letzorach. Right? Where should this have been brought according to Rashi? The fact that only regalim are going to have to take an extra trip and it's going to be a tzar. Is that the world of shlosha devarim or the world of tzorach? That's the world of tzorach. Right? The same question we had on the Rambam. Why bring in Omer? Omer is a tzorech, right? So over here also, according to Rashi, this would be a tzorech. That's a separate inyan. This is the world of tzorech. In other words, that this is what he's asking on Rashi, that it's in the wrong place. It should be in the other Tosefta, not in this Tosefta. Va'od my tircha yisrei regalim b'hachi. In other words, and also, why should the only regalim, they should just think a bit in advance. They're going to come anyway on Sukkis. Lav mishum torech or, in other words, that, mishum, where is it? El, me'achar detzrichin lemesek b'chag ha-sukos, u'matzi laskinu. They could simply bring the bikurim when they come on Sukkis. They don't make an extra trip. It's bikurim qua bikurim. Now we're dealing with chag ha-kotzi bikurim ma'asecha. That we're dealing over here with the ikaron of chag ha-bikurim.
That
the same that we have over here three simanim that each of the mo'adim have to link in with the siman. So the Sukkis has to link in with the Tkufa, Pesach has to link in with the Aviv, and Shavuos has to link in with the presence of Peres Seigon.
So the Yad Rama is saying, I need to have the Bikurim ready to go by Tzaras, and we don't want us to bring it any time later.
And so we're going to add a month to the year if that's not going to be the case.
But what's the real chashash?
It's not a question of tira, it's not a question of chash. It's a gzeiras hakasuf. That's how shluas is defined. Shluas is defined as a time that you bring bikurim, mikra, biyom hakipur, or it's the mikra. Not the pasuk of biyom habikurim. That's the one that Rashi quotes, but rather the previous pasuk. Yes. Okay, and then he quotes the Rambam, and fascinatingly he says, V'lo nehi really. He just doesn't hear the Rambam at all. Okay.
Well, yes? None of the Yad Ramah puts them all on the same playing field. How does he explain that Tekufa, that, like, why you would be able to be Ma'aber just for Tekufa with just that
same... Okay. So that he talks about. Let's just... that's on the next page, no? Look in the next page, the V'ikashelach. You have it, the V'ikashelach, in the middle of the next page. V'ikashelach mikom makom l'tanakama d'amar al shnayim emet abrim v'al echad ein ma'abrim hagokulan min ha'torah. Kipirishin v'neima ein ma'abrim al kol echad levado. Then why distinguish between the three if all three are mida'oraisa? Actually, no, that's not the question that we want. The previous section. V'hadrinan l'perushe. We're going to come to that Yad Ramah in a minute. V'hadrinan l'perushe. Bayan demiboyle al tkufa smechim pereshtin. Odil moha kamashmo an al tkufa levada ma'abrin. Dishama letanakama kamar shnai ma'abrim. Echad ein ma'abrim. Kamar iu afal al tkufa levada ma'abrim. Yesh omrim. Rashi says lefi shibur min ha'torah. V'lav milsehi. Aviv nami min ha'torahi. Ela hainu taimadur shimen gamliel, namely, if we're taking the approach that we have over here three simanim, all three are da'oraisa, and each of them relates to a different moed, so we're back to Tosis's question. This is Tosis's question. If all of these are da'oraisa, why should one be more important than the other? So Tosis gave the answer, one of them is exact and the other two are fuzzy. Right? That was Tosis's answer. What's the Yad Ramah's answer? Namely, normally, the agricultural year will follow the astronomical year. The astronomical year is objective. It's objective. It's built into the cycle of the planets and around the sun and the moon around the earth. We're dealing with astronomy. It's an exact science. And generally, the agricultural year will follow the astronomical year. Ela b'miut hashanim bizman shagishamim merubim amuatim. When do we have a disconnect? The disconnect will be because of the rain cycle. Sometimes we have more rain, sometimes we have less rain, sometimes we're going to have more tfua, more peros ilan, sometimes less tfua, and less peros ilan. Teida, shehare achshav einon ma'abrim elo lefi cheshbon shnot hachama. That nowadays that we're ma'abir al pi cheshbon, the cheshbon is pure tkufa. Kedei shi yishtavu shnos hachama, shnos halavana, besof shko machzor. V'rov hashanim ba'in ketikunan. In most years, the fact that we're using only astronomy is going to match with the agriculture. Aval avu peros ilan eno ikar mishtanim mizmanam. We're dealing with that which is occasional as opposed to constant. Pamem makdimim ma'abnei rov gishamim upamem ma'acharim ma'abnei miyot gishamim. Lefikach ein roi la'abir bishul echa mehem levado. So this is not Tosfos, right? That here we're dealing with not a question that here is efshar litot and here efshar litot, but rather here we know that we're dealing with something which is kavua, and here we know we're dealing with something which is occasional, which is zmani. And therefore, when we're dealing with things that are zmani, we need two. When we're dealing with something which is kavua, one. It's parallel to Tosfos, but not the same distinction. The problem is the other way around. In other words, that according according to the Tanakhama, we don't put Tkufa on a pedestal. According to the Tanakhama, we always go 2 out of 3. So what is this inyan of 2 out of 3? If all of these are d'oraisa, so why shouldn't 1 out of 3 be enough? In other words, the Torah tells us that we have 3 reasons to be Ma'aber Hashanah. That there should be a conjunction of Pesach to Aviv, there should be a conjunction of Bikuri of Peros Ilan to Shavuos, and there should be a conjunction of Tkufa to Sukkos. So if one of these is out of whack, why isn't that enough of a reason to be Ma'aber Hashanah? That's his question on the Tanakhama. Right? If they're all d'oraisa, again, according to Rashi, this falls off. This whole question falls off. According to Rashi, in other words, they're all drabana. In other words, the two of them are drabana. So we can't ask a question, you know, like we should necessarily be ma'aber on one as opposed to two. But according to the Adrama and Tosos, they're all d'oraisa. So Tosos explained Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Yad Ramah explained Rav Shimon Gamliel, what's the Svar of the Tanakhama? So he says, Lo tikshilach, dechi hechi dekapit kura delo tehi pesach kodem chodesh ha'aviv, velo atzeres kodem zman bikurim, hachinami kapit delo lahavi kol chad minayhu lebosar zimne. Namely, the conjunction is not just that Pesach shouldn't precede the, you know, it's the Aviv, and not just that Shavuos shouldn't precede the Zman HaBikurim, it also shouldn't follow by too much of a time. Namely, that we want over here that there should be an intersection between Pesach and Aviv, Shavuos and Bikurim, the Sukkos and the Tkufa. It shouldn't come too much, it shouldn't come before, which we're speaking of up to this point, but it also shouldn't come that much after. And so the problem is, according to the Yad Ramah, that the moment that we're going to be ma'aber for one, it's going to push off the other two. Namely, if we add a month that Nisan should be in Psyche, that's going to push Shavuos to become too far away from Zman HaBikurim. The Bikurim are going to be ready already a month before Shavuos. And the Tkufa is going to come out a month before Sukkos, that it's going to be, Sukkos is going to be in the winter. It's going to come out, in other words, that by using one of the criteria, it's going to knock off the other two regalim. So therefore, we wait until we have 2 criteria, so we say, okay, so 2 regalim will come out in the right time, 1 of them won't, but that's the life, that's the rule of life, Akrabu Mahatos. We're always going to take 2 over 1. That's the direction over here of the Yad Ramah. You could read it with inside, you know, it's Al-Atar. There's just one more thing, yes?
Is it safe to assume that the other portion would go along with this reasoning as well for the Tanakhama? It goes so, we go this way. It just seems like logical.
Rashi doesn't need it. Again, according to Rashi, we're dealing with Drabanans, we're dealing with Svaros. Mm-hmm. So the only thing which, according to Rashi, could stand on its own is Tkufa. It's the only thing that could stand on its own.
So that explains Tanakhama has them all in the same playing field.
So, in other words, according to Tanakhama, why don't we take into account the fact that Tkufa is Da'oraisa? According to Tanakhama, and why is it left only as a teiku with Rav Shimon Gamliel? Shouldn't this be according to everyone? Right? So you're saying that without the Yad Ramah, we're going to always to be stuck with a question, even within Rashi, you're going to be stuck with a question. That's a good point. Okay. Okay, so we have a Svara for the Tanakhama. The question is whether this Svara is overridden by other factors. So, according to Shimon Gamliel, we override it, and so Tosas says we override it because Asi Lemite, and the Yad Ramah said earlier we override it because we have an Ikar that which is constant and that which is occasional. And according to Rashi, we override it because of the Doraisa as opposed to the Drabanans. But we do have one issue, and that is, as always, we have another Gemara. There's another Gemara which seems to ignore our Gemara. V'ikashelach, ha'id de garsinim b'perak dalet rashi shanim hein b'sofe, the last paragraph over here of the Yad Rama, shalach le'rav huna bar oven le'rava, ki chazis de mashcha tkufas teves ad shitzar b'nisan, ibra lahu shata, v'lo teichushra, d'chsiv shomar es chodesh aviv, Shemar is Kodesh Aviv, Shemar Aviv Sheit Kufas Nisan. Period. Namely, we have a Gemara which says black on white, like whom? Like the Rambam. This Gemara is the Rambam, right? The Rambam started with this Gemara over here that the Iker is Kufas Nisan. That's the Iker, Shemar is Kodesh Aviv, the astronomical year. What? According to Rashi, we don't Shamar Eschode Sha'aviv is not is we don't have a Shamar Eschode Sha'aviv.
We have the fact that Pesach needs to be Tkufa
Shavuot. In other words, he learns that from the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis that has different Yud Gimel Amid Aleph Yud Gimel Amid Beis not working off of this Gemara. That this Gemara over here says that we only have one criteria, that we have Tkufa, we have the world of Tkufa, and on that alone we are going to make to be ma'aber the shana. V'hacha katani al shtayim mehen ma'abrin v'al echad mehen ein ma'abrin am al ma'atkufa l'chuda lo ma'abrin al tkufa levada lo ma'abrin. Namely, that according to the Tanakama, this is difficult, and even according to Rishim ben Gamliel, the tkufa that he was speaking about, according to the Yad Rama, is which tkufa? Of, according to in our Gemara, we have three simanim that are parallel to three moadot, right? So tkufa is parallel to sukkis. In other words, again, the Yad Rama l'shitato, and in other words, and Tosas also learning that way, that the tkufa is relating to the world of Chag HaOsif Tkufa Sashana, that Tkufa is Mida Oraisa, from dealing with Chag HaOsif, with Sukkis. And here we see that we're Ma'abir on the Tkufa of Nisan alone. So again, according to the Rambam, this is Kafta V'Ferach. But according to everyone else, this is against the Tanakama and against Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Yad Rama answers, Lo tikshilach. The high Tana debraita bitkufas tishrei koi. V'savar lo ketanakama. The hach braisa achrina de lekaman. Katani ein ma'abrin es hashana. Ela imken hayesa tkufa chaseira shisha asar yom. The chimashka tkufas tamuz ad shitzar bitishrei. V'tulo. Ishtakach de lo mashka tkufas tefes ad ela ad chadsar benisan. Kevan de ka'asi aviv ketikno ein ma'abrin ala tkufa levada. Aval hecha de mashka tkufas teves ad shitzar benisan ma'abrin, chada da binan aviv betkufas nisan v'leka, v'tu, de binan kula chag betkufa chadasha v'leka. V'hainu taima de lo katani lo haka v'hedya mishum de taima mishum aviv hu, v'ha katani lo aviv. That according to the Yad Rama, in other words, the tkufa that we're dealing with in our braisa is tkufas tishrei. Tkufa we're dealing with in our braisa is tkufas tishrei. The tkufa they're dealing with over there in Rosh Hashanah is tkufas nisan. And tkufas nisan, al shnei mehem ma'abrin al echad ein ma'abrin atkufa lechu delo ma'abrinan. Yet what he's pointing out is that in our sugya it says that kufa is one of three, and you need always two out of the three, except according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who has a teiku, but within Tanakam you need two out of the three, and over there we see that kufa alone can be ma'aber, so he distinguishes between tkufas Tishrei and tkufas Nisan. Tkufas Tishrei, you know, it's that the moment that we have Sukkos in Tkufas Tishrei, what?
We need two
simanim, because that alone does not, in other words, that doesn't tell us anything about Tkufas Nisan. In other words, the fact that Sukkos would be out of sync without an Ibur does not mean that Nisan would be out of sync without the Ibur. The Ibur that's necessary for Tishrei would not be relevant to Nisan.
Why? I know the number of days.
So that's what he points out, that we have a Gemara later on, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Ein ma'abir sashanam ken hayesa tkufa chaseira shisha asar yom. The chimashcha tkufas tamuz ad shitzar betishrei betu lo, that if we're going to have that tamuz is going to go to the 16th day of tishrei, ishtakach dromashcha tkufas teves ela ad chatzor benisan, then tkufas nisan will already begin on yud alaf nisan, which means that the pesach would not be a problem. Namely, the problem would only be with sukkis, not with Nisan. Kevan the Cha'asi Aviv Kitikuno Ein Ma'abri Nala Tkufa Levada. Then when we're dealing with that which only deals with Sukkos and doesn't impact on Pesach, then you need two simanim. Aval Hecha Demashcha Tkufas Teves Ad Shitzar B'Nisan. But when we have an issue with Nisan, then Ma'abrinan. Because then, in other words, if Tkufas Nisan isn't going to come out before, if Tkufas Nisan is not going to come out before Pesach, then what would be, not with Shavuos, but it'll affect Sukkos. The Beinan Kula Chag B'Tkufa Chadasha. The Leka. I'm sorry, I don't understand the calculations. I have to work on it a little more. But the bottom line of what the Yad Rama is saying in terms of his conclusion is that there is another Gemara which is not dealt with in our Gemara, which deals with a situation that our Gemara doesn't talk about. Our Gemara, not like Rashi, our Gemara, according to the Yad Rama, doesn't talk about Tkufas Nisan. Our Gemara speaks about Aviv and Pesach. It speaks about Bikurim and Shavuos and Tkufas Tishrei and Sukkos. Within that constellation, you always need two, not one. And thus, maybe, according to Shimon Gamliel, one would be enough, because that would be the constant as opposed to the variables. But there is there's another Gemara totally, that we have a din of Shamor es Chodesh Ha'aviv, that Pesach always has to come out in Tkufas Nisan, and that's a reason for Ibur independently, and that our Gemara knew. But our Gemara is not talking about that. Our Gemara is simply not relating to that. According to the Rambam, and the beauty of the Rambam is that he views that Gemara as the lodestone, the foundation, and interprets our Gemara within that Gemara. That our Gemara is simply giving simanim that would match in with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That is the Iker. Shemar Eschodesh Aviv is the Iker. The Tosus over there in that Gemara, Tosus was bothered by the same issue. Abra hu shayt v'lotocha shlatema tanya perakamad Sanhedrin al gimel simanim abrin sashana lo aviv peros ilan atkufa shnayim en ma'abrin o echad ein ma'abrin v'shem gilil amar hasam al atkufa iboyle al atkufa smechan o dilma ma'abrin v'kaima b'teku, namely that which in Gemara Shoshana is taken for granted according to everyone in our Gemara is only a shita of a possible shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, a possibility of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. V'yeshlamar dehasam b'tkufas tishrei ayri, like the Yad Ramah. V'aval hacha b'tkufas nisan dalel levada ma'abrim. V'tzarech tam kevan demikra kadarshi hacha, hacha v'hacha maishna. In other words, Tosus answers like the Yad Ramah, namely that this Gemara is a given, and our Gemara is talking about a different Kufa, and therefore has different criteria. But why we should say that the Tkufa of Nisan would stand on its own, and the Tkufa of Tishrei, which is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, according to Tanakama, requires another siman, and even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is a teku. Why should one tkufa be different than the other tkufa? Both are do'oraisa, and if both are do'oraisa, so if one stands on its own, the other also should vade stand on its own. So Tosfos answers like the Yad Ramah, believes the answer as being problematic. Okay. So we're dealing with the two Gemaras, two different Tkufas, but why should we have different standards for Shomer Kodesh Aviv and for the Tkufa of Tishrei? According to the Rambam, everything is Kafta V'Ferach, that we only have one principle, that there should be an intercalculation of the solar and the lunar year. The point that we view in the year is Nisan, Shomer Kodesh Aviv, that the Tkufa of Nisan should always precede Pesach, and by that way, Everything is going to fit in, and we pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is talking about Tkufas Nisan. He's not talking about Tkufas Tishrei. We're not concerned with Shavuos or with Sukkos at all. We are concerned that when we speak about a Shnas Chama, it should be a Shnas Chama not only theoretically according to the calendar, but also a Shnas Chama practically. And that's what we take in to the tzmicha of Tvua and the tzmicha of Perosa Ilan, that we should have the practical Shnas Chama as well as the theoretical Shnas Chama.
Only Tkufa is Deoraita according to the Rambam.
What?
Tkufa is the only thing that's Deoraita according to
Tkufa. Tkufa is the only thing which is Deoraita, and only Tkufas Nisan is Mi Deoraita. That's the Gemara over here in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is the source of our Gemara. Our Gemara are the simanim for what is being said over here of Shemores Chodesh Aviv. But according to all the other Rishonim, there's no overriding principle. We're dealing with three Mo'ados. According to Rashi, two Derabanan and one Da'oraisa. According to most Rishonim, three Mi Da'oraisa. So then we get into all the issues, why two and not one, and why, and what do we do with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? So we say, okay, it's different. But why is it different? That they don't explain. Okay, Ad Kan. Oh, I'm sorry if I didn't explain it clearly enough. Try to. And so B'li Neder will continue with the Shalosh Aratzos and Ein Ma'abrin Ela B'Yehuda with B'li Neder on Sunday. On Sunday we'll have Shir earlier. Hopefully have begun to prepare, right, for those Mar Makamos because of the matzah baking, because I'd like to finish the Shir by 11:45. So the bus is leaving at 12. So if I want to finish at 11:45, so let's begin at Okay, let's begin quarter to 11. Okay, quarter to 11 to quarter to 12. We said. Okay. I said I'll add in Mar Magamas.
Camel.
Very good. Very good.